So I was looking through the list of the topics that you all handed in last summer, and one of them was how to handle disrespect. One of you said you would like to know how to handle disrespect. And so I thought that we would talk about that a little bit tonight. What is respect? What is disrespect? And how can we handle it? All right, so just to start with, I thought I would go onto the internet and search for some verses to try to find maybe some Bible verses about disrespect and how maybe that would help me in my lesson. And I did find a couple. But one of the results, the search results on disrespect was 15 Bible verses about snake handling. Not really sure how that's tied in. So we're not talking about snake handling. I just thought that was interesting. So, okay, I don't know about you, but sometimes it helps to understand exactly what a word means before I start to talk about it or study it. And I often think back to when I was a young kid, and I did like to argue a lot. And my father didn't like it a lot. And I remember one time sitting right behind him in the car, and I must have been trying to argue with him about something. And he said to me, "You're being very argumentative." And I remember sitting there going, "I don't even know what that means. And if I could spell it, I'd look it up in the dictionary." So let's talk about definitions for just a minute. So what does it mean to respect? If I look this up, it can be considerate of others, show appreciation, be polite, have a good attitude, treat someone kindly, pay the proper attention. And I really like this one. I looked up the Bible definition, and it was to consider one possessed of real worth. I think that should be wrote on the board, actually. To consider, let's just say others, as possessed of real worth. I think that's a pretty good definition when we're talking about respecting other people. So, who in here has felt disrespected a time or two in your life? I think we all can raise our hand. So I actually have been talking to some young people and some parents about times they have felt disrespected. I thought kind of interesting some of the responses that I got back. So I had some young people, some responses. Some of them were older people treating you like a little kid when you're over 20. And the older kids probably can say, yeah, haven't been a teenager for 5 years. I had one child that she said that she was in the restroom and an older sister asked her how old she was. And she was like, how old were you, Jess? 17?
Turning 18.
And the sister said, no, you're 15. And Jessica says, no, I'm almost 18. No, you're 15. And I think she asked somebody beside Jessica. Jessica's like, I think I know what my age is. So there's times we can really struggle. Other ones are if somebody doesn't appreciate your efforts, you put a lot of effort into something, and people, that's just dumb. I could have done that in 5 minutes. Makes you feel about that big. What about your past mistakes? People keep bringing it up. They can't forget it. You're sorry. You've changed. You've moved on. God's helping you. That's a form of disrespect. Someone doesn't like your opinions, and they want to make it known that they don't like your opinions. That's a way. I have some young people that have replied that was a way they have felt disrespected. Maybe people don't like your personality and you just don't click. Or you have a coworker who's been on the job for 2 weeks longer than you, and so they know so much better how to do it all. That happened to me. I went to work at the grocery store when I was 16, and there was a young lady there that had been there, I think it was 2 weeks longer than me. And she proceeded to tell me how to do things continually. And I'll never forget, I was bagging at the end of the register one day, and she came over and she said, "You've done this completely wrong." And while the customer stood there, she berated me, unpacked the whole grocery bag, repacked it to tell me how it should have been done. And I felt about this tall. I thought, well, there was a better way to do that if I actually was doing it wrong. But I felt very disrespected. Now, parents. How do parents feel disrespected? You probably know this without me even saying it. Come home after curfew. Mom and dads have replied. Moms have replied to me, that I feel like I'm being disrespected. Eye rolling. Who has not done that? I think we all have. Sometimes you don't even realize it. Mom's like, quit rolling your eyes at me. I'm like, I didn't. Yes, you did. Okay, sorry. It's second nature. Or not making eye contact at all. How many parents? Look at me when I'm talking to you. You'll be saying this as parents. Trust me. I did. Ignore their rules. Ignore their wishes. Slam the door. Stomp away. Got headphones in. Mom and dad's trying to talk to you. And you're just hoping that they keep on talking and don't realize that you're not hearing a word they're saying. It's kind of a form of disrespect. What about they're talking to you and out comes the cell phone? Oh, look, I got a notification. Wonder what they're doing on social media today. That can be a sign of disrespect. So can we expect respect if we don't give it? That's what I want to look at, both sides. Sometimes we're very disrespected and we need to know. We need some tools. How can we handle that in the right way? But on the other hand, we need to work on giving respect to others as well. Brother Steve brought a lesson 2 weeks there on conflict resolution. He talked about how can you be respectful when there's conflict? You can give a soft answer. You can try to listen to them. You can agree to disagree when all else fails. Don't run them down to other people. And sometimes you might have to just walk away. Sometimes it doesn't matter what you say. Nothing's going to make the situation better. It's just better to walk away. You might go, whoa, look at the time. I have got to go. See you later. Just gently get out of the conversation. So let's talk about a few different things that maybe we've experienced being disrespected. One of them is differences of opinion. Have you ever been told, that's stupid. That's dumb. Why would you do that? Why do you like Fords? I can say that because I don't know a Ford from a Dodge, from a Chevy, I do know a truck from a car. That's about it. So perhaps you're feeling disrespected when those comments are made. You're feeling you feel dumb and I have worth and I don't feel very worthy when that was just spoken to like that. So how could you handle that? Maybe some responses like, well, that's one way of looking at it. That's that soft answer. You're welcome to your opinion kind of thing. I've never thought about that before. That's an interesting point of view. I'm just a little different, I guess. A long time ago, I was at Kohl's and I saw this t-shirt, and I've probably shared this with you before. Loved it. I wish I would have bought it. And it said, I live in my own little world. That's okay. They know me here. So you could just kind of laugh it off. Oh, yeah, that's me. I'm a little quirky. Can we be open to letting others have a different opinion than us? Does anybody remember the white and gold dress debate on the internet? Oh, is it blue and black? Is it white and gold? There's actually an entry on Wikipedia called The Dress. That's how big it was. And at one point, there was 11,000 tweets a minute going out, people arguing about the color. Does it really matter? Does it really matter? Matters of opinion usually don't mean you're saved or unsaved. If you think the sky is blue and he thinks the sky is black, it isn't going to have any bearing on your salvation. Maybe one of you's colorblind. Maybe one of you's got your eyes closed. I don't know. Can we just let each other have opinions? Can we allow for that? Remind ourselves when they disrespect us that they are possessed of real worth. They may not be showing it at the moment, but they are. They are. How about being disrespected due to a misunderstanding? You feel so frustrated. They won't even try to listen to what I'm trying to say. They'll never forget that time I messed up. That is not how it happened. And so what does that do to you? Pretty soon you're like, your voice raises. You want to get louder than them. If I talk louder than them, maybe they'll believe that I'm right. You talk over them, cross your arms. You roll your eyes, body language. This is natural human reactions to when you're frustrated and you're feeling misunderstood. How does those reactions go over? I'm seeing some shaking heads. It doesn't fix it. It doesn't resolve it. It doesn't help there to be respect on either side. So when we feel misunderstood, let's consider, try to listen to them. Even if you're not going to agree with them at all, let them talk. Some people just need to talk really bad. They must not are able to at home or something. I don't know. They need to really bad. Consider their side. I've got a book at home. One of the chapters is called Seek First to Understand. So sometimes I'll try to, maybe they had a bad day. I think that sometimes when I get behind slow drivers, okay, maybe their gas pedal's not working right. Maybe they're like me with a stick shift, just praying you get there without breaking something. Make allowances for speaking out of turn, because hey, we've all done it. We've all spoke up and went, why did I say that? That was not even kind, nice, appropriate. True. Being ignored is a way to be disrespected. Have you ever been ignored? I remember years ago I was in the nursery with my little ones, and there was a lady here at camp meeting, and I thought, I need to work on reaching out. Not one of my strengths, but I need to work on reaching out. So I'm looking at her, and she's like wearing shoes that I have a pair at home, just like, and I thought, I'll just mention something about her shoes and how much I like them, and I got a pair at home. And so I did. And guess what she said? Nothing. She didn't say a word. I'm like, okay, I think we're done in the nursery. We'll move on now. I didn't know how to handle that. I'm not sure. Maybe her hearing was bad. I mean, let's make allowances. Maybe she had a headache and she was just thinking, would this lady please be quiet? My head hurts. I don't know. But I felt pretty stupid. Have you ever had somebody completely ignore you? You try to talk to them, nothing. Everybody else gets invited to go out. Not you. Absolutely not. You're not going. You try to get their attention, and it's like you're the invisible man. Being ignored is a way that we can be disrespected. So let's look at two things. Number one, are you doing this? Be more aware of who's around you. Sometimes there's somebody around you. It's not that you don't like them. You just don't think about reaching out to them. You don't think about them. Maybe they're not one of your favorites, because we all have our favorites, the people we click with. You have other people that we're with and we're like, they're a little different. Help me, Jesus. Maybe we could just be a little more aware that they need reached out to. Now, or number two, is this happening to you? If so, praise that person. Look for something they do well. That's a great way to kind of open the door there. If you feel like that they're ignoring you, hey, I appreciate that testimony. That was really awesome. I get so nervous when I testify, and I was so proud of you for testifying. Is there something they did well that you could praise them? You could reach out. Of course, pray for them. Pray for yourself. Keep my spirit right. That's a good prayer to pray. Or sing it. I don't care. Don't retaliate. Anything you can do, I can do better is not applicable here. Although sometimes people ignore you, I just want to be like, you know what? You want to ignore me? Well, watch me. I can ignore you right back. And that's the flesh talking. It's not the way to handle being disrespected. And then, of course, one of my favorite Disney songs, Let It Go. Let it go. Let it go. Okay. Easier said than done. I know. Let's talk about a few ways to show respect. We've talked about being disrespected. Let's talk about a few ways to show respect. How do you feel when you're trying to talk to somebody and it's really important and you're talking and you're excited about it and they pull out their cell phone? Oh, got a notification. Oh, looky there. Somebody texted me. Wonder what's going on. That's a little frustrating. The most important person should be the person right in front of you. Have you ever tried to talk to somebody and the whole time they're looking around? Well, I wonder if so-and-so is here yet. I need to talk to them. I wonder what's going on over there. And you just want to say, okay, never mind. You feel disrespected. But when you're talking to somebody and when they have your undivided attention, they're intently looking at you. They're making eye contact. They're not looking around. They are really interested in what you have to say. It makes you feel really good. You're like, wow, they care about me. This is important. What I have to say is important to them. And again, it's a two-way street. I know the other day I was talking to somebody and I had to check on something and I hated that. I'm trying to make eye contact and I had to look away and go see what someone was doing for just a second and come back. And I thought, I hope they didn't feel kind of like I didn't care there for a minute. because it can work on us. It can. Let's also, like we said, has a notification on our phone taken priority over the person in front of us. What about if it's the cashier at the grocery store? It's just the cashier. She don't know me. She don't care. Oh, I got a text message. Oh, fine. I've watched people go through the whole line, talk on their phone, not say a word to the cashier or the bagger. And I'm like, could you have said hi, thank you, goodbye, something? That cashier probably feels like she's invisible. I was a cashier for 3 years. I kind of remember. And we didn't have cell phones back then. But they had a way of ignoring you because you were just the staff. But what does it mean when you pay special attention? I think I told you the story of being in Goodwill some time back, and I overheard the cashier tell somebody that her grandfather had just died. And I felt like the Lord was just saying, that's a door. So I got up there, hey, your grandfather just died. I'm really sorry to hear that. How are you doing? And she just started opening up and sharing with me about how difficult it was and how she was struggling. I'm sure that was a meaningful conversation to her. So making eye contact, not ignoring people. What about being respectful of the time of others? Have you ever waited on somebody a long time? Like 5 minutes. Sometimes for me, 5 minutes is way too long if I feel like we're running late. Just ask Brother Steve. I'm working on it. I get a little too fired up about that. But how does it feel when people make you wait? Sometime back, I got a phone call and somebody needed something. So I just immediately got it completely ready for them. They could come and get it. And they didn't come for hours. And they didn't call and they didn't text. And I'm just like, okay. Now that could have been a total oversight. They could have completely forgot. Something come up. They couldn't have gotten a hold of you. But knowing how frustrating it is when it happens to us, then we can work on it. One is our showing respect to others. So how can you respect the time of others? If you say you'll be there, be there. Or call or text and let them know. If you absolutely forget, you forget to call, you forget to text, what should you do? Apologize profusely. Let them know you're really sorry. Make sure you don't do it again. Let them know it matters to you. If your parents have curfews or time limitations, how can you respect that? Now, back in the day, we had nanny software on our computer. We had one computer. This is back before everybody had cell phones and their own devices, of course. And so at our house, we had one desktop. And so I had it all set up. I knew where they were going, what they were doing, and I had it where the internet was shut off at midnight. Some of you know this story. And so at midnight, the computer disconnected from the internet. And I thought that way, if I happen to get really tired and I go to bed before one of the kids, at least they'll be off the internet. Well, you know, I found out later, somebody confessed to me, a certain young man in our house, that he knew how to change the computer clock. And so he set the clock back an hour or two so he could have extra internet time. I'm glad he made that right. But he was disrespecting our rules. He figured out a way to get around it. Sometimes we have little ways, well, I'll just kind of get around this. I'll set my watch back. Oh, look at that. I thought it was curfew. My watch must have stopped. I'm sorry, Dad. And Dad will buy that, won't he? No, probably not. Don't try it. All right.
It didn't work for me.
Brother Steve said it didn't work for him. I wasn't going to out you, but since you brought it up, again, if you're being disrespected, though, allow for unplanned events. Maybe they had a flat tire. Maybe there was an accident that held them up and they had to wait. Give them the benefit of the doubt. And then remind yourself, you have made people wait a time or two. That's one of the best ways to handle being disrespected, is remind yourself of, you know what, there's been times I've not been the most gracious, nicest person in the world. So I need to be a little bit more patient with this person. How about when it's somebody else's time to speak? Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1 and 7 tells us everything there is a season. And to everything there's a purpose under the heaven. There's a time to keep silent and there's a time to speak. Being respected is having people listen to you while you're speaking. It is so frustrating to be in the middle of sharing your deepest heart, the problems, everything, and right in the middle of it, they interrupt you. Oh, I know. I was the other day. You knew what I was doing the other day. I'm like, but I wasn't done talking. Or they start talking to somebody else. You're just about getting to get your tissues out because it's just so overwhelming what you're dealing with. And they're like, okay, moved on to someone else. And they're talking and you're just literally in the middle of a sentence. Or they get their phone out. Again, because the phone's more important than you. Or they just walk away. You're like, okay then. Being respectful is listening during the time others speak. You want that for you. I do. I want people to listen when I'm talking. It's kind of fruitless. It's kind of a waste of time for me to talk if nobody's listening. Although sometimes I do it at home by myself, but that's not always healthy. Like I said, just don't answer back. I can't promise. So you want people to listen to you. How about then we look at the other side and you're respectful when other people are talking? For instance, like right now, and you're doing a great job. I'm looking around, I've got lots of eye contact. You're doing a great job listening to me. That encourages me while I'm talking. If you all had your phones out, you were talking to each other, you were getting up and leaving the room, probably in a few minutes, I'd be like on last page and all done. It would be hard. I wouldn't have much inspiration. And you're doing a great job. And I really appreciate that when I speak. You guys do awesome. But what if I were up here speaking and young people were sleeping or reading a book? It has happened. And I think, oh, are they hearing what I'm saying? This is really important. Could somebody wake them up? You want people to hear you. And so we need, likewise, we need to listen. What about when the pastor is preaching? Sometimes it's really easy to get distracted. Perhaps you are talking to the person beside you. And it's not wrong to say a couple things, but if your conversation lasts the whole church service, could that be a form of disrespect? I'm just asking. Now, if a text comes in, and I know when I was in Oregon, I was getting texts during church. I mean, Brother Cummings was dying, and so every little bit I would check my phone. But if we make that a habit, that our phone's out all during church, and we're on our phone instead of listening to what's being said or the song that's being sung, could that be a form of disrespect? Just like if I asked you to speak up here next week, and all the young people were on their phone, you would struggle. And so, I'm thinking how to handle disrespect and how to be respectful. It's on both sides, and we want to work on both sides. What about if there's, and I've lost my place. What about if there's a group chat going on during church and you want to participate in it? Could it be a form of disrespect? I'm just asking. I'm not saying it is. Could it be? Again, I don't say it's wrong to have your phone out ever in church. Could that be a form of disrespect? Just asking. What about to watch a video on YouTube during church? I am so bored. Whew. Headphones in. That was a really good church service tonight. Yes, it was. Oh, I suppose it was. When tempted to do these things, consider how other people might feel. If you would do that, if that was done to you, consider how they're feeling. Now, let's talk about how to handle others being disrespected. If one of your family members is being disrespected, how do you feel about it? Now, I know at your age, sometimes we're kind of like, yeah, my brother's kind of ridiculous too, I agree. However, I remember being approximately in the sixth grade, and my poor brother, Andy, he grew too fast, and it seemed like he just tripped over his feet all the time, because he got tall really quickly. And I remember hearing some teenagers making fun of him. And I was so angry. I just remember thinking, I'm just gonna go take him out. You know, probably a little 100-pound sixth grader, if that much. I don't know what I thought I was going to do. But I remember getting so frustrated and I kind of laughed because I got irritated at my siblings and I probably told them what I thought about them more than once. But when somebody else disrespected my brother, I was not happy at all. And then I think about, and this is a little bit more ouchy. I had a sister that I looked up to highly in my growing up years. And one day she said to me, I see how badly you've been treated by your parents. Just hang in there and one of these days you'll be getting married. Okay, there's days my parents got on my nerves. I mean, everybody can say amen. I could not believe that. And it was like my respect for her just went out the window. I, to this day, I don't know what in the world she was thinking. I don't know if she saw my dad discipline and thought it was too harsh. But I remember thinking, that's my family. That's my mom and dad. How could you say that about them? When our family is disrespected, we get a little bit fired up sometimes. Now, how can we handle that? Most of the time, you need to know your audience. A lot of times, it's not going to do any good to say anything. It's probably just better just to walk away. I'm not okay with this. Just moving on. But you might want to say, you know, hey, that's my dad. That's my brother. I don't really appreciate you talking about him like that. What about your church family? What about your brothers and sisters in here? If somebody disrespects them, talks badly of them, makes fun of them, does it bother you? It's not always fun when it's you being made fun of, but it's easy to join in when sometimes somebody else is being made fun of. Perhaps somebody in the congregation, an older brother, an older sister, and somebody starts to make fun of them. And if it's really funny, it's like, you didn't mean to laugh. Put your hand over your mouth. Sorry. Because you have a lot of respect for them and you don't want to make fun. So making allowances for that initial reaction that sometimes we can't help. And then you're like, you know what? That was kind of hurtful. I'm not okay with that. That's my family. So you might walk away. Perhaps if it's done on social media, just leave. Leave the area. And then again, we have to be careful about getting too upset. You need to be respectful even of the person that's making fun. There is a respectful way to handle this. And so how to handle being disrespectful? Let's work on showing others the respect that we want. Remind yourself of those times you have felt disrespected and determine, I'm going to do my best to be different. Titus 2:7 says, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. 1 Peter 2:17 in the Amplified, show respect for all people. Treat them honorably. Love the brotherhood. That'd be your brothers and sisters. Honor the king or the ones that are over you in ruling, like your pastor. And last of all, in addition to some tools to how to handle this and praying for the one that's disrespecting you, if someone's showing you disrespect and it's very hurtful, talk to a trusted spiritual adult, your parents, Brother Steve, myself, the Millers, your pastor. Ask them to help you to know how to handle it. And then know sometimes you just have to respectfully walk away. I hope this has given you a few ideas on how to handle being disrespected and also how to handle giving respect to others. I appreciate your very good attention. I'm going to